Female Identity in African Studies. Introduction. The concept of female identity explores how race, culture, history, and gender intersect to shape the identities of women of African descent. This academic field critically examines the experiences of African women and women of African descent globally, emphasizing the unique challenges they face due to colonial legacies, systemic racism, and patriarchal structures. Historical context. The historical roots of female identity in African studies can be traced back to pre-colonial societies where women held significant roles in governance, economy, and social structures. Figures such as Nana Asamoah, a 19th century princess and scholar in the Sokoto Caliphate, exemplify early forms of female leadership and activism. She advocated for women's education and empowerment through her Yantaro movement, which focused on educating women and promoting their roles in society. Theoretical frameworks. In African studies, several theoretical frameworks inform the understanding of female identity. 1. Feminist thought. Pioneered by scholars like Patricia Hill Collins, this framework emphasizes the unique experiences of Black women, arguing that their identities cannot be understood solely through the lens of race or gender, but must consider the intersections of both, along with class and sexuality. Collins' work highlights the importance of self-definition and the need for Black women to articulate their own narratives. 2. Womanism. Coined by author and activist Layli Phillips, womanism expands the discourse of feminism to include the experiences of women of color, particularly Black women. It emphasizes a holistic approach to identity that incorporates spirituality, community, and cultural heritage, positioning Black women as central figures in social justice movements. 3. Intersectionality. Introduced by Kimberly Crenshaw, intersectionality is a critical analytical tool in African studies, allowing scholars to examine how various social identities, such as race, gender, class, and sexuality, intersect to create unique experiences of oppression and privilege. This framework is essential for understanding the complexities of female identity among African women and women of African descent. 4. Decolonial feminism. This perspective critiques the Eurocentric frameworks of feminism that often marginalize the voices and experiences of women from the global south. Decolonial feminism seeks to center the experiences of African women, challenging the imposition of Western feminist ideals and advocating for a more inclusive understanding of gender and identity. Contemporary discussions. In contemporary African studies, discussions around female identity are increasingly centered on the lived experiences of African women and their contributions to social, political, and cultural movements. Key themes include representation and agency. The representation of African women in literature, media, and politics is a critical area of study. Scholars examine how these representations shape societal perceptions of Black womanhood and influence women's self-identification. Works by authors such as Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie and Mbuchi Emeshita challenge stereotypes and offer nuanced portrayals of African women's experiences. Cultural identity and heritage. The exploration of cultural identity is vital in understanding female identity. African women often draw on their cultural heritage to assess their identities and navigate the complexities of modernity. This includes reclaiming traditional practices and beliefs that empower women and challenge patriarchal norms. Activism and social justice. African women have played pivotal roles in various social justice movements, advocating for gender equality, reproductive rights, and political representation. The activism of women like Wangari Maathai, who founded the Green Dot Movement in Kenya, exemplifies the intersection of environmentalism and feminism, highlighting the importance of women's agency in addressing socio-political issues. Health and reproductive rights. The health and reproductive rights of African women are critical components of female identity. Scholars investigate how socioeconomic factors, cultural beliefs, and political contexts impact women's access to healthcare and their autonomy over their bodies. The discourse surrounding issues such as maternal health, family planning, and sexual rights is integral to understanding the broader context of female identity. Challenges and critiques. Despite the progress made in understanding female identity, several challenges persist. The diversity of experiences among African women means that there is no singular narrative of female identity. Scholars critique the tendency to generalize the experiences of women across various regions and cultures. Moreover, the label feminism can be contentious within African contexts. Some women may resist identifying as feminist due to the perception that feminism is a Western construct that does not align with their cultural values. This resistance underscores the need for an inclusive and culturally sensitive approach to feminist discourse that respects the complexities of identity and the diverse experiences of African women. Conclusion. The exploration of female identity in African studies is pivotal in understanding the intersection of gender, culture, and history on the continent. It highlights the complex roles women play in African societies, often challenging patriarchal structures, while preserving cultural heritage. By analyzing narratives, oral histories, and social practices, scholars uncover how African women assert agency within both traditional and contemporary frameworks. This critical discourse reshapes our understanding of African identity, fostering a more inclusive and nuanced portrayal of women's contributions to societal development.